Track 14. Citizen's Advice. Are you, or someone you know, thinking of buying a new car? If so, then Dorothy has this month's advice from Mid-Suffolk Citizen's Advice for you.
I need a new car for work, but I can't afford to buy a new one, so I've been looking at second-hand options. I've heard so many horror stories about people buying cars that turn out to be faulty. I'm worried that I won't know what to check, especially as I know very little about cars. How can I make sure I don't buy a dud car? For many people, buying a car is a major purchase, and whether it's new or second-hand, the process can seem daunting and complicated. First of all, where are you going to buy the car? If you're buying from a trader, choose a trustworthy one with an established name with a good reputation. Ideally, they would be part of a trade association or follow the industry's code of practice. If you're buying via an auction, this is much riskier, as you'll have had few legal protections like the right to returns or refunds. So, carefully read the terms and conditions before you bid. If you buy from a private seller, there's a few extra steps to take. For instance, try to inspect the car at their home address, so if something goes wrong later, you have a record of that. Make sure the car's details are correct by using the DVLA's free online vehicle information checker. You'll need the registration number, MOT test number, mileage, and make stroke model of the car to do this check. Also, check the car's MOT history for free on government.uk. Keep a copy of both these results. Take a screenshot or download the information, as well as the original advert or description of the car. You might also consider getting a private history check to see if the car's been reported stolen, still has money owing on it, or has been in a serious crash. This will cost about £20. Inspecting the car is crucial before buying. Ideally, do this during the day when it's not raining. Scratches are harder to see on a wet car. And take it for a test drive for at least 15 minutes and on different types of roads, if possible. Check you have the appropriate insurance for a test drive. Either you own or the seller's policy might cover you. Don't be afraid to haggle on the price and only pay what you can afford. Make sure you get the original, not a photocopy, of the logbook and valid MOT test certificate. Never buy a car without the logbook. Often, despite doing all these checks, you might find something wrong with the car after you bought it. You may have a legal right to a repair, the cost of a repair, or some money back, but it's on a case-by-case basis. If something has gone wrong with your car and you need help, you can call the Citizens Advice Consumer Helpline on 0808 223 1133. Citizens Advice can provide advice on this issue and much more, including debt, finances, employment, benefits, and family/relationships. You can contact them by phone on 0800 144 8848, or you can send them an email using their website, www.ncab.org.uk, or you can visit one of their offices. The opening times are on the website.
Thank you, Dorothy.